The real estate market. Characteristics of real estate. The residential real estate market in the United States is enormous. As of 2023, total housing units in the United States equaled 145,344,636. The total value of housing units in the United States is upwards of $49 trillion, various sources. The total value of commercial real estate in the United States is estimated to be around $22.5 trillion. The sheer size of the real estate market in the United States means that significant opportunities are waiting for trained and licensed real estate professionals. An individual may own real estate for a variety of reasons. Buyers generally purchase single-family homes, condos, and townhomes to occupy their primary residences. Home ownership has historically been viewed as an attractive alternative to renting. The benefits of home ownership include occupancy. The owner occupies the residence. Tax benefits. Mortgage interest and property taxes may be tax deductible. Pride of ownership. Many homeowners see the home as a sign of accomplishment. Security. Home ownership protects the individual or family from future increases in rental rates. Investment. Properties are purchased and held in anticipation of income, appreciation, or both. The nature of real estate finance. The economic health of the U.S. economy is tied to the health of the real estate industry. Millions of people work directly in some aspect of real estate, including brokerage, development, construction, and agriculture. Beyond that, the industries that support real estate development include suppliers of building materials, support services, furniture manufacturers, and retailers. Most of this economic activity is financed through long-term mortgages, retail installment credit, credit cards, and vehicle financing. A modern economy would not function without the ready availability of credit. While considerable real estate is purchased for cash, most buyers will need some form of financing. Residential lending is complicated by the fact that these loans are quite large compared to the average borrower's income and ability to repay. Because of this, a mortgage loan goes through a relatively long processing procedure as the lender verifies the borrower's ability to repay and the sufficiency of the collateral in the event the buyer fails to do so. While the agent does not have to be knowledgeable in all aspects of mortgage lending, he or she has a role that includes arranging for the pre-qualification / pre-approval of buyers, discussing general mortgage loan programs that buyers might consider, answering finance and closing related questions, providing buyers with a list of potential lenders, preparing the contract with all terms of sale, including financing conditions, tracking important dates from contract to closing, including monitoring the time the buyer has to obtain financing approval. Prior to the 1930s, home mortgage loans were typically interest-only loans with a term of 3 to 5 years. It was not uncommon for a homeowner to have 1, 2, or even 3 mortgage loans on a home at the same time. Because these loans were interest-only, many homeowners never paid them off. They simply refinanced when the balance became due. With the advent of the Great Depression, many homeowners found that they could not refinance their home loans. In some cases, the financial institution had gone out of business. In other cases, they were no longer making home mortgage loans. In many cases, the homeowner could not refinance because one or more family members had become unemployed. As a result, the 1930s marked the U.S. government's first significant direct involvement in the residential finance market when Congress created the Federal Housing Administration in 1934. Residential lending. Residential mortgages are divided into two broad categories, conventional loans and government loans. Government loans include FHA, VA, and USDA loans. All other loans are known as conventional loans and are loans that have no federal government guarantees or insurance. Most conventional loans are made in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market. Loans that are not sold in the secondary market are called portfolio loans because the lender holds the loan in his or her investment portfolio. If a lender intends to sell a conventional loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the loan must conform to their standards for purchase. Conventional loans that meet these standards are known as conventional conforming loans. Elements of a conventional conforming loan include requirements for both the borrower and the property. Additionally, the documents used in the loan package must conform to Fannie Mae/Freddie Mac standards. Regardless of the type of loan, the borrower must demonstrate the ability and willingness to make timely payments. Creditworthiness is determined by a thorough analysis of the buyer's situation. For many years, lenders have referred to the four C's of good lending: character, capacity, capital, and collateral. Character is a measure of the willingness of a borrower to make on-time payments. Credit character is revealed in the borrower's credit report. Credit scores are obtained from up to three of the major credit data repositories: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. All three agencies provide credit scores on consumers using the FICO scoring system developed by Fair Isaac and Company. Not all creditors report to all three of the data repositories. Therefore, each consumer will have three different numeric scores. The borrower's credit score has a direct impact on the loan terms that he or she will be offered. When lenders publish rates for various loan programs, the rates are based upon a buyer having a particular credit profile. A buyer might be qualified for a loan, but at a higher rate than initially hoped. The borrower's credit score will largely determine the program to be selected: FHA, conventional, etc., and the loan terms. Capacity is a measure of the borrower's ability to repay the debt that is demonstrated through current earnings and job stability. The lender is concerned with both the quantity of income and its stability. In determining capacity, the lender must weigh the borrower's income against his or her current debt. Capital is the sum of all assets that the borrower has accumulated. Savings accounts, investments, and other assets demonstrate a level of financial responsibility on the borrower's part. Collateral is something of value that can be pledged as security for repayment of the loan. In a residential transaction, the property being purchased is used as security for the debt. The sufficiency of collateral is determined through an appraisal of the property. How mortgage loans are priced. From the lender's perspective, a mortgage represents an investment in an annuity. The lender invests in the mortgage and receives regular monthly payments of principal and interest from the borrower, as with an annuity. All investors are interested in the yield on their investments. The yield is the return the investor receives over the life of the loan. Lenders generally make loans in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market, and the yield requirements of these investors are the primary determinant of mortgage rates. The yield on a loan is determined by the rate of interest charged on the loan and the discount points charged by the lender at closing. A 1-point discount is 1% of the loan amount and is an upfront payment of interest paid by borrowers to reduce the interest rate on the loan. The rate and discount points charged on a loan are a function of many factors, including the prevailing rates in the market, the type of property being financed, the term of the loan, and the borrower's credit, income, and down payment. Each borrower has a unique financial profile, meaning that each borrower will be quoted differing rates and terms. A lender may quote a borrower a rate of 6% per annum on a particular mortgage product. At this rate, the lender is not charging discount points. A loan with no discount points is known as a par loan, a loan that is made at the current market rate of interest. A borrower with a 6% quote will go shopping for a better deal. After all, who does not want a loan with a lower interest rate? The borrower's quest will be quickly satisfied when he or she finds a lender who will happily quote a rate of 5.75%, 5.5%, or even less. Does that lender have cheaper money to lend? Is the lender simply being generous? The answer to both of these questions is probably no. The lender quoting the lower rate added discount points to the quote to compensate for the lower rate. If the current market supported the quote of a loan at 6% with no discount points, a loan made at a lower rate is clearly below market. The loan can be sold to investors, but only at a discounted price that will yield the investor 6% over time. Investors will buy the loan, but will discount it because it is below market. They might purchase a $100,000 loan made at below market rates, but might only pay $98,000 for it. The lender will need to recover the loss incurred in making the loan at a below market rate. Discount points, which are prepaid interest, accomplish this for the lender. The lower the rate offered to the borrower, the higher the charge for discount points. A loan offered to the borrower at a higher rate may result in reduced fees because it will be sold to investors at a premium. Mortgage rates are affected by events in the global financial market. Actions taken by the Federal Reserve have a fairly immediate effect on short-term rates. However, their impact on mortgage rates is generally less direct. The country's economic performance is influenced by many factors: economic performance abroad, fiscal policy determined by the legislative and executive branches of the government, and monetary policy carried out by the Federal Reserve. Mortgage lending activities. Origination. The process of creating a new mortgage loan, including all steps a lender takes to attract and qualify a borrower, is considered origination activity. A mortgage originator can be one or more of the following. Mortgage broker typically functions as a middleman between the borrower and the lender, negotiating, selling, or arranging loans to be delivered to larger investors. Mortgage banker, entities that provide their funds to provide mortgage financing, as opposed to commercial banks/savings associations. Correspondent lender, usually smaller in scale than mortgage bankers or brokers. These lenders typically extend loans with their funds at their own risk. The mortgage products offered are essentially the same: fixed rate, adjustable rate, Federal Housing Administration, FHA, Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, and Rural Housing Service, RHS, mortgage loans, for example. Loan processing. Once the application is complete, the file moves into the processing phase. During this phase, the loan processor will build a file that will be used to make an underwriting decision. The information contained in the application will be verified, and a wide range of information will be collected on the borrower and the property. Lenders usually order credit reports from all three major national credit reporting agencies: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Because not all creditors report to all three, each reporting agency will report a different credit score for the borrower. The lender will use the middle score for underwriting if three reports are obtained. If the lender obtains two reports, they will use the lower of the two scores. The influence of the secondary market, discussed elsewhere, in today's mortgage industry has resulted in the uniform documentation of most loans. Lenders must comply with uniform documents and loan qualification parameters in order to have loans that are readily marketable in the secondary market. The result is that loan packages are assembled to meet secondary market requirements. Underwriting. The detailed process of evaluating a borrower's loan application to determine the risk involved for the lender is defined as underwriting. Underwriting involves an in-depth analysis of the borrower's credit history, as well as an examination of the value and quality of the subject property. A well-trained professional, underwriter, reviews all the information, analyzes the borrower's creditworthiness, and makes a decision on the loan request. Closing. The consummation of a contractual real estate transaction in which all appropriate documents are signed and the proceeds of the mortgage loan are then disbursed by the lender is called closing. In some markets, closing is referred to as settlement. A closing is a meeting for completing a transaction, especially one at which contracts are signed, transferring ownership of real estate. It is the process of formulating, executing, and delivering all documents required by a permanent investor, the disbursement of the mortgage funds, and providing for the protection of the investor's security. The required documentation for each closing is determined by the lender or investor in the transaction. Funding. The process of transferring funds to a title or escrow company for disbursement is called funding. When a loan is approved, the lender issues a commitment to make the loan at specified terms. At funding, the lender funds the loan by forwarding sufficient cash. A mortgage banker uses his money or a line of credit to fund loans when the final closing conditions have been satisfied. Servicing. Servicing includes collecting monthly payments, maintaining records of payments and balances, collecting and paying taxes and insurance, and managing escrow and impound funds, remitting funds to the noteholder, and following up on delinquencies.